Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with verse 4. Today, we will be starting with a review of verses 1 through 4, and then continue to study verses 5 through 7.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We are in the book of Titus, of course, and we're in chapter 2. Just got started on here recently in the last several weeks. We've been hitting the first parts of this chapter. And so I trust you'll have pencil and paper ready. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is just a little bit different than I normally would. Last time we were pretty well finishing up with verse 3. And so I want to just kind of go back over and review what this entire outline of the chapter is going to be so that you'll have that down. So have pencil and paper ready so that you can make that copy down. You can have that ready. You can tell others about it and they can follow along as well. You can always go back to our website at centralbaptistocala.org or sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. And either one, you can go to one of those websites and pick up whatever you have missed. Matter of fact, we have studies. I had a man today that gave me a telephone call about the book of Revelation. And so I was able to tell him how it was on our website. He was able to go back and check it out, the book of Revelation, as well as we've got Daniel, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and other things that are on there that are people that are interested in prophetic scriptures. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, therefore all scripture is important. But we encourage you to go to the website, pick up sermons that you may have missed. Also, our sermons are Sunday morning, Sunday night service. I normally record this on Wednesday afternoon. And then as soon as I get done recording, I go back in to get ready for the service that night. So tonight, as we're in chapter 2, or right now as we're in chapter 2, tonight in our services, I'm in chapter 3. But we're just wanting you to be able to follow along right here. And I know right now it is in probably February that you're listening to us, and we're going to be well along in chapter 3 when you hear us. So again, I want you just to follow along in chapter 2 and then also tell others about us. The lamp and light grows as you tell others. God has blessed us in a very special way, and we praise the Lord for what he's done. We don't pay for advertisement or anything like that. We just are on there, and we depend on the people of God to tell others about the broadcast. There are folks that are retired, folks that aren't working during those hours, and it might be a good encouragement to encourage them to listen and to pick up on the Word of God, especially in these days in which you and I live, in which there are so many problems going on. And we're expecting the coming of Christ. Somebody says, why do you think the Lord tarries his coming? And to be quite frank with you, I don't think the Lord tarries his coming. He says, no man knows the day nor the hour, but your Father only in heaven. So he's not tarrying. He's got a specific time when he's going to do it. He just gives us things in the Bible, shows you can be aware that it's very near, and I believe that we're very near that now. I hope that you will follow along and follow along very closely as we get started here in the Scriptures. Now, let's start by reading verses 1 through 3. And then a review. He starts out by saying, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Keep that in your mind. That's important because anything in the Bible is sound doctrine. All scripture is God-breathed, therefore it's sound doctrine. And I'm saying that because there's going to be some things here that are going to say, wow, what's wrong with that preacher? Doesn't he know the age that we live in? Doesn't he know this is the 21st century or 22nd century or the 23rd century or whatever it's going to be down the road? You know, if the Lord doesn't have it as now when he's coming back, I believe he's coming back. I don't think we're going to see a 23rd century, but I probably won't. I'll be enjoying that one in heaven. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise. Now, because they're women, doesn't say, well, it's not as much expected of them. No, no. The Lord puts it there on an equal expectation. So he says there, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, do you realize that all those things written here are things of sound doctrine? Today's world goes against those things of sound doctrine, saying that, well, obedient to their own husbands, oh, that's not for today. What's wrong with you? No, that is for today. And it is behaviors becomes holiness. A young lady doesn't learn to be obedient to her husband. She's an unholy lady. And he said that the word of God be not blasphemed. You can be a cause for blaspheme God because of the way you act as a person. So having set that out there, the review I want to do is to revisit the outline of the chapter before we go to the next point. Behavior as becometh holiness is seen in actions that become sound doctrine. That is covered here in verses 1 through 10. Behavior as becometh holiness, as seen in personal responsibility, is seen in verses 11 through 14. So we have as seen in action, the first 10 verses, and now in personal responsibility that each person has is a personal responsibility. And then finally, those verses 11 through 14, behavior as becometh holiness in pastoral duty, that's verse 15. And so, pastor, he needs to take heed to these things because his behavior is not becoming sound doctrine if those things there, as you see it in verse 15, aren't in him. Now, what we considered so far under point one is since these things become sound doctrine, keep in mind 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4 says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering, doctrine. For the time will come, where they will not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall be turned away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Now it's unfortunate, but that's the truth. That's the truth that so many have turned. And so some of the things that we've already covered here, boy, I tell you, hey, this is the 20-something century or whatever, 22nd century, 21st century. You know, people go on and talking about what it is. What, look, the century doesn't make it. The culture doesn't make it. What does make it is the Word of God. And so some have quit talking about separation from worldliness. Some have quit naming sin. Some have quit talking about wives being subjected to your husbands. Why? Because it doesn't fit the culture you have these false religionists who have tried to teach something different, telling you that God didn't really mean what he says in his word. Therefore, what you have to choose between is you're going to believe those men or you're going to believe what God says. Now, you better stick with what God says, because it's by the word of God that you're going to be judged. So let me encourage that as well. Now, having read that, behavior that becometh holiness is seen in your actions. Verse 1, it was speech, speaking the things that become sound doctrine, that becomes holiness. Whatever becomes sound doctrine should be holy, because it is sound doctrine. Behavior that becomes holiness in action is seen in verse 2, as it affects men, the aged men. It pertains to them. Behavior as becometh holiness in action, then as it becomes sound doctrine in verses 3 through 5, as it pertains to aged women and the young ladies. Now, behavior as it becomes holiness in action, that is sound doctrine, as it pertains to young men, is in verses 6 through 8. Behavior as it becomes holiness in action in sound doctrine, as seen in servants, that is employees, that is verses 9 and 10. Behavior as it becometh holiness in action, that is sound doctrine, as it pertains to these young men in verses 6 through 8, doesn't it? Okay, now a lot of people don't want to look at it that way, but it does. So it seems here there is a necessity to exhort them to be sober-minded. To be sober-minded. Now, the Greek word exhort is parakaleo, whose noun form refers to the Holy Ghost. It's defined as to call by one's side, to call to one's aid. Whereas, not all are in full-time Christian work as, say, an employee or something that we say, well, this is a full-time ministry. You see, no matter what it is, every saved person is called to be a full-time Christian, Christ-like, wherever he or she may be.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.